The good news is that the Boston Red Sox won a series for the first time since April 13th, this past weekend. The bad news, however, is that they could not complete the sweep over the Texas Rangers. They dropped Sunday's finale by a score of 7-1, but at the end of the day, this could be a turning point for the Red Sox. Welcome to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. I am your host, Nesson's Lauren Campbell. Today, we have a jam-packed show for you. We have the recap of the weekend series, some news that came out late Sunday night that Xander Bogaerts reportedly would be open to talking to a what he called a fair deal, fair extension with the Red Sox in season. And as always, we will end this show on the mental health minute. There is a lot to get to, and let's jump right into it.
You are Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Today's episode is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. So like I said, the Red Sox won a series for the first time after taking 2 of 3 from the Texas Rangers this weekend. And we will get to Friday and Saturday's games. Those were really big wins for the Red Sox. They won 7-1 and then 11-3. But I do want to start with Sunday's loss because this was the bullpen game for the Red Sox. They could have called up somebody, but they decided to roll with Austin Davis for the opener, and he did fine. Everything fell apart later in the game, but they went with Austin Davis. He started the game, 2 innings pitched, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, no hits or no earned runs. Not a bad start from him. 2 innings, you obviously want more, but you know with an opener, you're not going to go probably more than 2. Maybe they'll go into the third, but I think he did everything that the Red Sox wanted him to, that fans expected him to. Tanner Houck then came in. He went 3 innings. He gave up 1 hit, 1 earned run, which was a home run, a walk. But then Ryan Brazier came in the next inning, and everything just seemed to fall apart for him, for the Red Sox. And he only pitched 1 inning, but he gave up 3 hits, 4 earned runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, and he gave up 2 home runs here, and it allowed the Rangers to gain this momentum, to take a hefty lead, to really kind of pad their lead there. And Ryan Brazier, after I did give him credit a few weeks ago on this show, he returned to his normal form that fans are used to seeing. It was just a very, very ugly performance from Brazier. And according to Red Sox Nation stats on Twitter, Ryan Brazier's outing on Sunday marked the 17th time since 1970 that a Red Sox reliever has allowed 4+ earned runs, including multiple home runs and a walk, over just 1 inning. That speaks for itself, doesn't it? It's not ideal, obviously. You don't want Ryan Brazier in high leverage situations with the game. The Red Sox were leading 1-0 at the time. The Rangers just were able, like I said, to capitalize on Brazier. And it was just really, really ugly. The Red Sox couldn't get any offense generated. Tale as old as time this season. But this was a case where, yes, the offense 100% should have come through at points in the game. But this also speaks volumes to that how much help they need in that bullpen. Because if you had somebody reliable, you wouldn't have to go to Ryan Brazier in a 1-0 game. And even though he had been pitching better, there's still no trust there. And he's not somebody you want to bring in when you could potentially sweep this series. You haven't swept this series all season. You finally won one. That's a big thing for the Red Sox. But why are you putting Brazier in when the game is 1-0 in the 5th inning? Oh, I know. It's because you have no one else in there. You don't have somebody you can trust. And then that goes back to the offseason when Chaim Bloom didn't get the proper help when proper help was there. Speaking of proper help, Connor Siebold with the Worcester Red Sox continues to be very, very good down in Worcester. He pitched 6 innings on Sunday. He gave up 1 hit, 0 runs, 1 walk, and struck out 11 batters. 11. The Red Sox might want to think about calling him up. He has a 2.45 ERA, a 0.93 WHIP. Do we think that's worth calling him up? His ERA is the sixth best in the International League. He's somebody who is helping the Woo Sox. The Woo Sox are in a slump right now. They've lost, I believe, 10 in a row. But when you have Connor Siebold just kind of mowing down batters, showing a little bit of consistency, the Red Sox desperately need somebody here to help them. And if he can start for the Red Sox, Connor Siebold, and get himself into the sixth inning, maybe the seventh inning, that's going to help the bullpen in the long run. Because in a bullpen game, I know it's different. You're going to use your relievers. But if you can give them a bit of a rest, you can have your starters go deeper into games, it's going to be better news for the Red Sox. So after Sunday's game, it makes you think. You look at Connor Siebold's numbers, you look at his last few starts, and you wonder, should the Red Sox consider calling him up? It's amazing to me that they didn't call up Josh Winkowski or Connor Siebold before Sunday's game when you had that opportunity. You're going to run with the bullpen game, that's fine, but Connor Siebold could have helped you. Josh Winkowski probably could have helped you. And this is going to be a long season of bullpen talk and maybe offense talk. We did see it come through Friday and Saturday. We saw them put up 11 and 9 runs over the weekend. But this bullpen, Ryan Brazier, it's ugly. And it's only going to get uglier as the season goes on because you don't have anyone in there. The Red Sox are going to continue to use these people and use these guys in situations they shouldn't be in. And then it's just going to lead to angrier Red Sox fans, burnout from the pitchers, and more losses for the Red Sox. But like I said, it was not all bad for Boston over the weekend. On Friday, they did beat the Rangers 7-1. Nick Pivetta seemingly has turned things around here. He went 7 innings. He only gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, 1 walk, and struck out 4. He looked really good. He looks a lot more confident than he did through April. Maybe the guy just needed to get out of April, didn't we all? But I was really encouraged by Nick Pivetta's start on Friday. That's 2 very good starts that he was able to give the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were able to win. So like I said, very, very encouraging. The Red Sox had a 4-run sixth inning that propelled them to this win over the Rangers. J.D. Martinez went 2-for-4 with 2 runs. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-5 with 2 RBI. Trevor Story went hitless and definitely discouraging after he hit his home run. He's had some big doubles and some big RBI, but he just cannot seem to get in a groove here. You go back to his splits away from Coors Field, blah, blah, blah. We knew that coming into this season, but May 16th, and he is not giving the Red Sox what they had hoped to at this point. Didn't really matter in this game because it was the Red Sox ended up winning 7-1. So not the end of the world that he's not producing, but it's kind of feels like the end of the world when he's not producing in situations to help the Red Sox get more runs, get a win. So definitely a little discouraging. I still think he will turn it around. At the end of the day, it's still early in the season, but he needs to start doing it very, very soon because this could turn very ugly for Trevor Story very quick. Saturday also was a very good win for the Red Sox. They won 11-3. And Trevor Story was the only player in the lineup to go hitless. Franchi Cordero had a really good game. He went 2-for-4 with 3 runs, an RBI, and a walk. He is a walk machine. I don't know what happened from last season. He is so patient at the plate. He works walks. He works the pitcher. He has improved vastly from last season, and it's great to see him genuinely help this team. JBJ went 2-for-4. Bobby Delbec, who's been struggling at the plate, went 2-for-5 with 2 runs. And JD Martinez, of course, went 2-for-3. On Sunday, he extended his hit streak to 16 games. So very good offensive showing Friday and Saturday. Too bad it didn't translate into Sunday for the sweep. But I think Red Sox fans overall should be happy with how the weekend went. You, of course, want that sweep. You, of course, want to get that sweep into a new series. You have the Astros coming to Fenway this week as well. So you really want to get those wins, especially as your schedule progresses. It's going to get harder. You will have quote-unquote easier times at times during the schedule, but we've seen how the Red Sox have played against quote-unquote teams they should beat, like the Orioles. We don't need to relive that. But I do think 20 runs in two games is encouraging. They need to continue that. They need to continue that to make a little streak here, a little run. And I've been saying that. I've been saying all they need is to go on a little run. A little run is not two wins, but a little run could be winning 9 out of your next 10. And that's on the table still. So I'm choosing to see the bright side. Like I said, they do have a tough schedule coming up this week, but the offense seems to be clicking. The offense seems to kind of be getting in this groove. JD Martinez is a hit machine. Franchi Cordero is getting on base any way he can. Bobby Delbeck, it was nice to see some offensive power from him this weekend. But Trevor Story. Trevor Story. If Nick Pivetta can turn this around, Rich Hill had a great outing on Saturday after his first outing since coming back from having COVID. He looked great. Come on, Trevor Story. You have to do something with this lineup. You have to do something for this lineup. This is why you're here. You're not here to strike out, to ground out. And he's making contact at times, but he's got to figure it out. Coming up in our second segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, we are going to talk about the report that Xander Bogaerts would potentially be open to talking about an extension in season after in the offseason he said he did not want to talk about that at all in season. But first, I want to tell you about BetOnline because our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs. The Boston Celtics are heading to the Eastern Conference Final after beating the Bucks in 7, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and so much more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. That's BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On Red Sox your first listen. And for your next listen, check out the Locked On Now podcast. Recaps of MLB games with analysis from our local experts, taking fans through the season like no other network. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts. So the whole story surrounding this season is Xander Bogaerts and potentially working out an extension to remain with the Red Sox. He signed a 7-year extension a few years ago, and he has the opt-out after this season. He's made it pretty clear he wants to opt out, test the free agent market, and he 100% has earned that right. He absolutely should if he doesn't get a deal that he feels is fair to him from the Red Sox. The Red Sox supposedly offered him something in the offseason that he felt he deserved more money. Again, he's completely earned that right. His agent is Scott Boras, so he's going to get a lot of money in his next contract. Hopefully that's with the Red Sox. But according to the Boston Globe's Pete Abraham, Xander Bogaerts told him, "I don't know how this would work, but if they talk to my agent Scott Boras behind closed doors and it's something that's fair, he can come to me. We'll see how that goes." So I think the biggest thing here is that it's pretty massive that Bogaerts would even consider extension talks during the season before he can test free agency. I think because of the season he's having, the player he is overall, he's been in the Red Sox system since 2009. He's not just someone who was signed here from a different team. He's not somebody who's been around the block with several teams. He's somebody who has been with Boston. The fans love him. The fans call him the captain of this team. He really is a leader. Alex Cora loves him. He speaks so highly of him all the time. And if you can lock him up before he can test free agency for the first time in his career, you 100% have to do this. Now, his price tag probably has gone up since the offseason, rightfully so, which could cause some sort of roadblock. But if you want your fans happy, if you want Xander Bogaerts happy, if you want this team to have a leader for the rest of his career for the next 10 plus years, you lock Xander Bogaerts up. He is somebody who is so important to this Red Sox team, not just with his bat, not just with his glove, not just with his Silver Slugger awards, but everything he brings as a person. Rafael Devers loves him. Rafael Devers speaks so highly of him. Everyone speaks highly of him, not just the Red Sox. People around the league speak really highly of Xander Bogaerts. So he's somebody who 100% makes a difference for this team on the field, off the field. He wants to be in Boston. He said he would love to finish his career in Boston. That's not up to him. The Red Sox have to make that happen. Now, I don't know what Bogaerts' idea of fair is versus what the Red Sox believe the idea of fair is. Red Sox fans are very familiar with a situation like this. John Lester, does that ring a bell? Of course it does. But I think this is massive that Bogaerts even just wants to even consider an extension in season. Now, he wouldn't be doing the talking, of course. It's Scott Boras and it's the Red Sox front office, and they're going to get together. Hopefully, they're going to get together and sort this thing out, ideally before the All-Star break. But again, what is fair to Xander Bogaerts versus what is fair to the Red Sox could be the biggest roadblock here. Xander Bogaerts is a four-time Silver Slugger. He's a three-time All-Star and a two-time World Series champion. He was drafted, he was signed as an amateur free agent out of Aruba in 2009. And he's also on track, according to Peter Abraham, to set the franchise record for games played at shortstop early next month. So he's everything to this team. He's everything to the fans. He's not just somebody to come in like a Jose Iglesias. And fans loved Jose Iglesias, but you signed him to add a little boost while this team was in a rut with the COVID situation and everything, the injuries last year. Xander Bogaerts isn't that guy. Xander Bogaerts is somebody you sign for life. You open up that checkbook, you give him a fair deal. When I say fair, you give him what he wants. And this does have the opportunity to get ugly. This does have the opportunity to make fans even more mad, make Xander Bogaerts even more mad. And that's the thing. Do you want to engage in contract talks if you don't want to give him anywhere close to what he thinks he deserves? He doesn't want to be a distraction. That was the biggest thing for Bogaerts. He said, I do not want to be a distraction. I don't want to distract my teammates from the season. And with the season the Red Sox are having, this is also a big thing for Bogaerts. I do think he's committed to Boston. I think he genuinely likes this team. I think he likes the city, the fans, Fenway Park. And the Red Sox are going to be good again. They are set up for the future. Chaim Bloom's done a great job rebuilding the farm system. Not so much the bullpen, but we don't need to digress and go back into that. So I think it says a lot that he'd be willing to even talk contract extensions during this season, how the season is going. But now I feel like the Red Sox need to jump on this. The longer they wait, the more Bogaerts' value rightfully will go up. Do I think he'll take some sort of hometown discount? Probably, but not something super massive, not something maybe Dustin Pedroia has done or even Tom Brady did while he was with the Patriots. Nothing like that. He's not going to take a low ball offer. He's still in his prime. Probably the best is yet to come from Bogaerts. He wants to get his money. He wants to get his deal. He 100% has earned that. The Red Sox just need to do the right thing. Coming up in our third segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, we are going to end this show on the Mental Health Minute, as we always do. But first, I just want to take a minute to tell you about Built Bar. Because imagine dipping your finger into that plastic tub of birthday cake frosting. I used to do it as a kid. My mom would always wanted to kill me. And then opening your eyes and realizing that it was only 150 calories and 16 grams of protein. That's what it's like to eat a birthday cake puff from Built Bar. Just got my shipment over the weekend and I was so excited to try these things. Let me tell you, they are so good. They are giving cookies and cream Built Bars a run for their money for my favorite Built Bar flavor. They're available right now and we can't promise that they will be there tomorrow, so get them today at built.com. And if you haven't tried the puffs, I will let you in on a little secret, because that's what friends do, right? A chocolate-covered marshmallow protein bar, delicious flavored marshmallow covered in 100% real chocolate. Sounds delicious, doesn't it? Make every day your birthday with Built Bar's birthday cake puffs. Built has taken the delicious experience of biting into a fresh slice of birthday cake and putting it right into a protein bar. It tastes so good. You will want to eat these after every workout. Maybe you drive to work, just have a quick little snack. If you're on the go a lot like me, Built Bar puffs, these birthday cake puffs in particular, are the perfect on-the-go snack. 150 calories, 16 grams of protein, 9 grams of sugar. This is a limited time flavor and it's an amazing option if you are looking for a healthy way to get flavor and variety into your day. Head on over to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. So in our third segment of the Locked On Red Sox podcast, we do the Mental Health Minute, and it is, I say this every Monday, but it is a brand new week. Last week was, I was so on the go last week. Every single day I was working late, or I was constantly putting stuff together for the wedding, or on the go talking to my bridesmaids. My bridal shower is this weekend, so we are kind of hitting the ground running, and I got super stressed last week. There was days where I was so unbelievably stressed, but thankfully the weather has warmed up here in New England. We reached 80 degrees a few times this week. It is like 65 already right now here in Boston, and the weather is going to continue to get better, which is great. But being able to just open up the windows, go outside on my porch, go outside in the backyard with my dog was something that I was able to forget about all of the stress for just a few minutes. And thankfully, the Red Sox made this weekend a little bit better. But it goes back to me telling you how much I thrive when so much is on my plate, that sometimes I forget that I am a human being. I can take time for myself. I don't need to feel guilty about taking time for yourself, whether that's going on a walk on your lunch break from work, or like I said, just kind of opening those windows for the spring cleaning and that spring fresh air feel. And it's very, very important to take time for yourself. And I feel, especially me, that people forget to do that. I don't put myself first pretty much ever. And I'm always trying to do things for other people or get things done where I'm not taking care of myself in the best way possible. My sleep starts getting affected. Maybe I'm not eating as well as I have been recently. Have been going to the gym as much, but just taking that extra time for myself was such a serotonin boost for me this weekend. And also a very important reminder to take care of yourself, no matter how much is going on, because you are the most important person to you. And you need to be able to take care of yourself so you can be the best version of yourself every single day. And that's what I did this weekend. I made sure that I put myself first. I am getting myself back on track, getting married in like 2.5 months. So this is not the time to be super stressed and be super slacking on things, but just a gentle reminder to put yourself first, take that extra time to get yourself a little recharged, and don't feel guilty about it, because you are important. You are in control of your life, and you need to make sure that your battery is fully charged so you can give the best version of yourself to you and to everyone else in your life. Thank you for joining Monday's episode of the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Find us on YouTube, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. You can rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Red Sox podcast. Find us on Twitter at @LO_Red Sox, Jake at Jake Iggy. He will be back this week. He just returned from a road trip out west, San Diego to Arizona. He was a busy, busy bee, but he will be back on Locked On Red Sox this week. And me, La 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 Lauren, 3 Laws, Lauren with 4 Rs. Check out all the other Locked On shows across the network. Locked On Rangers, Locked On Yankees, Locked On Astros. Everyone does an incredible job here. If you are a Bruins fan, I sympathize with you after their Game 7 loss to the Hurricanes this weekend. Check out Locked On Bruins because Ian does an incredible job with recaps and recapping the season, Patrice Bergeron's future. Monday is breakup day for the Bruins, so he certainly will have you covered on all of that. Check out Locked On Celtics. The Celtics are headed to the Eastern Conference Final. John will have you covered through, hopefully, what will be an exciting Eastern Conference Final run for the Celtics against the Heat. That begins Tuesday. And be sure to check back to Locked On Red Sox tomorrow. We'll be recapping the first game of the Red Sox-Astros series. Hopefully, we can talk some good news, good offense, good pitching. We will see you Tuesday. Have a great day. Let's go, Red Sox.